I get this near in
there? No.
Oh, my name is Christian Alves. Born in Santa Ana, New Brunswick. I am now 71. My father was born in Canada, 100 years. Mm-hmm. It's a little town about 20 miles from Rimouski.
What was his name?
Louis Albert. My mother was born north of Montreal, about 25 miles. Her name was Augustine Hervieux. And Albert now. And my dad was a doctor, and he came to Santa Ana, New Brunswick to start his business and profession. And that's where I was born. Two of my older brothers were born too, Dr. Armand and Alphonse Albert. And that was in 1902, a brand new house burned down. Everything, wedding gifts, and they even lost me. I was trying to get in the house when the fire was going. And the maid Brad Finn saved me. From the Santa Ana.
Tell how the fire was started.
Oh. Dad was making medicine and boiling it on the stove, wooden stove in those days. And right over the stove he had his kerosene lamp for the house. And the medicine overboiled, it caught fire, and the lamp exploded. In half an hour, the house was down flat. Everything we owned was burnt and lost. And from there on, we came to Van Buren. Coming down from St. Anne, we came down in a birch bark canoe on the St. John River. There was the roads were not too good in those days, and there was no automobile, just horse and buggy. We came to Van Buren and we bought this place here, our house. It was a store owned by Martin Brothers.
Where is it situated?
Pardon?
Where is it situated, your house?
Oh, it's situated now right across from the church, Catholic Church. And
what is the name of the church?
St. Bruno.
Could you tell us now before about your grandparents, a little bit about your grandparents?
My grandfather was a farmer and a pilot on the St. Lawrence River. And he used to work his farm in summertime and pilot when the boat came up from across the Atlantic Ocean. He took the boat Point au Pac and piloted the boat to Quebec and then to take another boat down the St. Lawrence and somebody else took it from there on to Europe. Except one year, it was a very big storm, and they couldn't put him off the boat and Point au Pac. The waves and the storm was terrible. So he had to go way out to Europe, stayed there over winter, came back the next summer. But the good thing about it, he was paid regular wages all every day of his trip. And
about your grandfather, did he ever work here?
My grandfather was a farmer And in wintertime, he used to go up in the woods in the northern part of Maine and New Brunswick and cut lumber as a lumberman. And this is a place where he caught smallpox.
Okay.
And when he came back home, he died from smallpox. And when my father was born, he was marked with smallpox. And now what are we looking at? What do you want to know?
Was your father adopted after that?
Father was adopted by his uncle, and he was raised, his uncle, and he went to college, Rimouski.
What did your uncle do?
Was a pilot, that's the one.
Okay, he stopped.
Well, I thought he was adopted by his uncle, who was a pilot on the St. Lawrence River. And he used to take the boat from Pointe-au-Père and then bring it to Quebec, pilot it to Quebec. And on the way back, he used to go back and take a boat in Quebec and bring it to Pointe-au-Père, and there's somebody else to go over. But one time, he was such a big storm. You have that?
Yes, we have that.
Well, let's stop now.
No, now tell us about when he went to Montreal.
Oh. He made his early years in Rimouski Seminary.
Who was this?
My dad, Dr. Louis Albert. And he, from Rimouski, he went to Laval University in Montreal, studied to be a doctor. And in those years, I think the 3 years or four at the most was the length of the study. And there in Montreal, he used to work on the farm. At night to make money to pay for his course and his living. And my mother was born in the north of Montreal and at Saint-Jérôme. And it was a big family.
How many children?
Six boys and two girls. And she came to Montreal, Lachine, where her sister was a nun, the oldest one in the family. And this is where she studied. And they tried to get her to come in the order, but she didn't. She had a mind of her own, and after her 4 years or 5 years of school, she came out. And this is where, in Montreal, she was visiting a friend, when my dad came in there to visit another friend. And that's where they met. Fell in love at first sight, and got married not too long after that. And they raised a family here in Santa Ana and Van Buren. Six boys and one girl. And when the girl saw the six boys, she just kicked the bucket and died.
How old was she?
She was just about half an hour.
Oh, she had childbirth.
Yeah. That's about all.
Where did he first start his practice of medicine?
He started in Santa Ana, New Brunswick. Mm-hmm. That's where the house burned down,
mm-hmm.
you have that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came to Van Buren. This place here was an old store from the Martin Brothers.
What kind of store was it?
Regular store like they have today.
Hardware. Housewares and hardware.
Hardware. You can see by the ceiling, all the ceiling are high. All this side and his office is all high in. And in the back, it's an addition that we built on.
Did he practice in Grand Isle?
Before, going to St. Anne and North Law. And here he practiced here in Van Buren for up until he died. 50 years.
He started in 1904?
Here, in Van Buren.
He died with you, was it?
What year did he die? 1953.
Mother had died about 5 years before.
And what do you recall of your young days being a doctor's son?
Which one?
You.
Oh. There was something else. Mother was an organist. She played for the church for years and years. And she was an artist. She painted pictures. And she was a wonderful mother and a wonderful wife.
Had she ever taken any art lessons?
Ed Conklin, yes.
Is there something you remember that something that your father had to some people that he had to take care of, or something unusual that happened?
Quite a few, but one especially. You don't remember that, you were too young. Probably you would. It was La Bonté. He used to live on the Lake Road. They delivered milk in a horse and buggy. And they got hit in Allendale by the express. One of the boys didn't have too much, he wasn't hurt too much. But the other one had the termination of the brain. His skull was broken in. There was a piece of bone in his brain. And he was brought to the Van Buren B&A station, and the doctors looked him over, and they said there's no escape. He's going to die for sure because his brain matter is coming out. So they covered him up with a sheet, and the next day he was still alive. So they called my dad, and he looked him over, and he had the doctor report from Edmundston, and Dr. Violet from St. Leonard, and they operated on him, and they cleaned the brain matter, and they put a plate, took the bones out of the brain, a piece of bone, and gave in. They put a steel plate over the hole, and my gosh, he came out of the ear and he could talk. And he lived for 2 years. And he drowned in the little river in the back here while swimming.
Oh, the name of the river?
Yeah. And he drowned one of his brother then.
Oh, he drowned one of his brother?
Yeah. Drowned one of his brother.
And is there any other?
Oh, you know, a doctor's life. I've seen him go, especially before the automobile. Used to go to the Green River, St. Anne, especially in winter, on a sleigh and buggy. Leave in the morning and be back 3 days after. Nope, you're out there, maybe probably sometimes it's a camp, an old camp, where the woman wasn't ready to have her baby and had to sleep on the floor. She'd wait a day or two or 3 days before delivering the baby, or delivering the wife. And it's, doctor's life was pretty hard in those days.
Was there any hospital in Van Buren? No hospital. Did he take care of any over here that stayed overnight or something like that?
Yeah, hospital. Always house call.
Well, they had the epidemic there in 1918,
oh,
around that.
The flu?
Yes.
I know. I used to drive him.
You used to drive him? And where did they keep some of the patients?
At the old hotel.
Hammond.
There was one on the second or third story, was just beds for flu patients. And we used to leave in the morning, my dad and I, and bring our lunch and come back at night. We start from house to house. And we never took any medicine for against it. We never wore a mask. We weren't scared of that kind of stuff. So we never got it. He probably being scared was the worst thing you could have. Mm. But I've seen in places, most of the place, everybody was in bed, sick. And while my dad was taking care of the patient, I took care of the animals in the barn, fed them. And well, I didn't milk the cows, because I never did know how to. But that was. And ran all the time, years ago.
Didn't they have a place, sir, at the convent also? Didn't they have a floor at the convent also for when they had the epidemic?
I don't think it was.
Probably yes.
Yeah, probably.
Well, let's start with you, Helen.
About, you know, the skating that you had in the
back. Well, there was a skating. Well, when we were young, Dad used to play with us, as a good father should do with his children. In the back of the house, he built a skating rink. And we piled the snow on each side, we made an igloo on one side, where we had the seat made out of snow and ice, and have candles in there for light. And we used to have a great time skating around. And we had another place too. We used to build a slide from the Montagne Lafitte, Montagne Lafitte. From the top of the mountain to the St. Mary's College Road. We used to build a track of snowshoes, and then it was all digging down, haul barrels of water and ice. And we used to go up there without the toboggan, and boy, did we have a ride. It was one of those. And in those days, there was a lot of fish in the little fish in the private river. And my brother and I, the oldest, Doc, we used to go up there and catch trout. But today, that's a thing of the past. And
where was that little fish?
That's fish.
Where?
That's where the Van Buren Water District takes its water. Its water is ice cold, and it used to be the best place in the world to fish trout.
What else was any other?
Tell me about the doctor. About your brother, Adma.
Well, what?
Yes.
I don't do much.
Was a brother of yours ever a doctor?
Oh, yeah. The oldest one was a doctor.
Doctor who?
Dr. Armin Alley. He made his studies in the same place my dad did, in Laval University. But in this time, it was a year and a half longer than my dad died. Instead of 3 years or 3.5 years, it was 4.5 to 5 years. And the studies were much more hard, and they learned more, probably. Yeah, he came in, when he graduated, he came in first in the whole of Canada, with high honors. The government gave him the medal for the best student graduating from medical school in Canada.
What year would that be, would you remember?
Well, I wouldn't know, but we had, must have some paper here with that. Okay. And when he started his practice, he lived right next to the church, not too far from my place, where I live now. And I used to drive him on this medical call, because he didn't know how to drive. I tried to teach him. He was a good doctor, but he was a heck of a bum driver. But after 4 or 5 years, I was driving my dad in one section. Dad couldn't drive, the handshake. He used to drive a Ford, pedal work, old Model T Ford. And when it came to a handshake, he couldn't do it. So I drove dad in the daytime, and I drove my brother at night. Boys and boys, I was in Richard the other week. And it was tired too. My brother, during his medical years, his profession here in Van Buren, and all the surrounding little towns, even to Stockholm, Lille, St. Anne, Grand Falls, delivered over 5,000 children. My dad, I have no recollection. He must have done probably more, because he lived longer than my brother did.
Do you remember any incident that they would come home and they would be dumbfounded, you know, about this case or...
There was one time that somebody on the Caribou Road called him, and it was a very stormy night, you know, it was in the winter, and there was so much snow that when they arrived at the home, you know, not at the house, there was so much snow that the bank was so high that the man stopped his horse and he says, "Well, where is your house?" He says, "It's down there." So the doctor got out of the car, sled, and when he got out, the kids had been sliding, you know, on the snow drift, you know. And he had his little suitcase, you know, and he stepped out of the sleigh, and down he went, and he landed right at the door, and he pushed the door with his 2 feet and landed right in the middle of the kitchen. Funniest thing you used to tell us about.
That's a funny experience driving doctors, and especially long hours in winter time when we had a car. Well, it wasn't too bad, you know, put the heater on. But I tell you, it was a hard life. The doctors here in this north part of Maine, you have to be real men to talk. And we were very lucky to have so many good doctors in Vanguard.
Dr. Armin one time was called in Stockholm. There was no train. And, you know, he went with the hand car, by hand car, to Stockholm to deliver a baby. That was one incident.
What did you used to do while waiting for the doctor at the hospital?
Well, one time it was in Green River. That's quite a few miles from here. An automobile, there wasn't too much snow, about a foot of snow. I went up to the end of the road, and there was a man there with a drag, or is that what you call it, one horse drag. So I stopped, and Dad got on that drag, pulled onto a post, and they disappeared out of the woods. Went up over a mountain, went on a road, over the mountain, and that was it. And my gosh, it was cold. After every 15 minutes, I used to start the car and warm it up. Well, I did that for an hour and a half. And I had stopped the car, and I heard the bell. The horses were coming over the hill. I tried to start that car, and she wouldn't go. So I took the distributor off, and tried to find the point. And then, my gosh, I dropped it myself. Without a flashlight. I shift that snow with my fingers, bare fingers. I got that point, I found it just in time. They were just about a couple acres away. Dried it up, put it in the distributor, and boy, you can see she started. And was I glad.
And now, what are you doing now?
I'm retired, semi-retired. Yeah, I worked for the Van Buren School Department for 30 years. And
doing what?
Bus driver and janitor. I was in California before being a janitor, working as a machinist. And my dad and mother were alone, and getting older, getting advanced in age. And they wrote me and asked me to come back, take care of them. So I was the only one that wasn't married, and I came back to Van Buren. Took care of mother for all 12 years. She passed away, and took care of my dad for about 8 years. He passed away. By that time, I was too old to go back to the city. A person over 40 years of age can't get a job in the city. They want young people. So I had to stay in Van Buren. And the only job I could get was bus driver and janitor. And when I was over age, I had quit. And there's only one man, I think, just a word, for the good work he did. No pension, no retirement, just a thank you. You don't buy much with your thank you.
And who did you marry?
Oh, what's your name? my wife here is a darling.
You better tell them what you got married.
Yeah. She was a hairdresser and a beauty. And she was good, too. And a family of 9. 6 girls and 3 boys. And she took care of that family where her mother died for I don't know how many years. And boy, they had to listen when she talked, or else. I let her see what she wants to say for herself.
What is her name?
Nadia Michelle Albert.
Okay, we'll hear from her.
An old bachelor and an old maid at 50 and 51 years old. It was a little late, but better late than never, I guess.
Had you known each other for
years? We were schooled together.
Same class?
He was a little smarter than I was because I was 2 months older than he is.
What class were you having at St.
Yes.
The Dick Saint Michel and McQueen, what's it
called? Oh, Willie.
Do you know
what?
Mine. Not Dick Mott. And boys, half our class was Saint Michel, and I would take off this class nearly every week. We used to push the girls off the bench, and it was a two-person
seated seat.
And the boy just turned around and just pushed the girls off, and she lay flat, bang, on the floor. And I don't know if you remember that. Well, Sam, sister.